House Bill 1005, which codifies legislation enacted in 2001. That bill is open for public hearing. Representative McCauley, welcome to State Affairs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is my first time in front of State Affairs, and I'm pleased to announce that this indeed is a simple little bill. House Bill 1005 is an act to codify the legislation that was passed in last year's legislative session. I'm here represented by co-counsel or code counsel, as it may be, Doug Decker, and I would defer to him with the questions. There is an amendment that will be circulated, which certainly is a friendly amendment. So if there's no questions of myself, I'll defer to Mr. Decker. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Doug Decker. I'm the code counsel for the state of South Dakota. I staff the code commission. The code commission is a five-member commission made up of three members that are non-legislators and two legislators. That's, you see, Representative McCauley and Senator Bogue as the legislative membership. The other three members are Mike Demersman, who was appointed by the executive board. The other two is, one is Tom Lee, who is a lawyer from Fort Pierre, and the last member is Lee McCarron, a lawyer from Vermilion. Those two members are appointed by the state bar. The point of this bill is to, in effect, codify the legislation you passed last year, move it from the session laws into the red books. That's the point of the bill. The amendment is required due to a failure on my proofing. If you look on page 3, section 2, that 2001 should have been obviously 2002. That's a transitional section of the bill. And so I provided copies to the committee chair, committee secretary, and that's what the amendment is, to change 2001 to 2002. The first section of the bill, you will see it lists all of the volumes, and you'll see three amendments there. Those are the volumes of the code that get revised each year. So they, what in effect the publisher does is take the pocket parts and move it into the main volume, so that the pocket parts and the volume is not cumbersome to deal with. And the last two sections are transition sections to allow for, if there is a lawsuit pending, that this doesn't affect the construction of the statutes. And that's the bill.
Thank you. We'll hold questions. Are there any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1005? Seeing none, are there any questions of proponents from the committee? Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll close the committee hearing to discussion and or action by the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Napoli. Representative Napoli moves.
We
need, okay, yeah. Do you want to move the amendment? Representative Napoleon moves and Representative Dunafin seconds Amendment 1005 SA. Any discussion on the amendment? Hearing none. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries. The bill is amended. Representative Dunafin.
I would move House Bill 1005 as amended.
Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Napoli seconds House Bill 1005 do pass as amended. Discussion on the bill. Hearing none, those in favor of the bill shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Duenwald.
Aye.
Dunafin.
Aye.
Vicarious.
Aye.
Bensky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, would the consent calendar be appropriate?
In 1 second. What was it, 13?
13-0
do pass. Representative Dunafin moves consent.
Second.
Representative Smith seconds. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Mr.